This audio course is designed to help you prepare for the National Council Licensure Examination for Practical Nurses. There are 8 parts in this course. The first and most important is an in-depth review of all major sections of the NCLEX-PN. This section is over 12 hours long and includes safe and effective care environment, which includes coordinated care and safety and infection control, health promotion and maintenance, psychosocial integrity, physiological integrity, basic care and comfort, pharmacological therapies, reduction of risk potential, physiological adaptation. Each topic is thoroughly discussed, then followed by a question and answer session to reinforce the material reviewed in the context of the actual test. Next is a comprehensive review of common pharmaceutical drugs, professionally narrated by an experienced medical doctor to ensure accurate pronunciations. This section is designed to help familiarize you with the 500 most commonly prescribed medications in the United States, including their generic and brand names, dosages, indications and contraindications, mechanism of action, and major side effects. The pharmaceutical drugs review is followed by a medical microbiology review. In this section, we'll review the top 150 pathogens you'll need to know about. We'll go through their morphology, pathogenesis, defense mechanisms, and available treatments. Last but not least, we'll conclude the course with a complete audio review of medical terminology. Here, you'll discover a proven method to decipher any medical term from its prefix, suffix, and root word, plus get an overview of the 500 most commonly used medical terms. We've taken great care to present accurate, bite-sized pieces of information that will help you prepare more effectively and be more confident on the test day. Now let's get started. Audio-based questions will now be discussed. The computer will instruct you to put your earphones on and listen to some audio segments. Breath and heart sounds will be used for these audio questions, although other sounds like bowel sounds could also be tested. Some of the sounds that you may hear with these audio clips are normal and abnormal breath sounds, such as vesicular breath sounds, crackles or fine rails, crackles or coarse rails, wheeze, ronchi, bronchial breath sounds, also hear audio clips of heart sounds, such as a regular sinus beat, a murmur, tachycardia, bradycardia, S1, S2, S3, S4. You have been assigned to transfer your 84-year-old patient from the bed to the chair. This patient has been on complete bed rest for 3 days. This is the patient's first time up in the chair. Which of the following things should you be most aware of during this transfer? A. The possibility of shortness of breath as the result of the patient's immobility. B. The possibility of urinary incontinence as the result of the patient's immobility. C. The likelihood of contractures secondary to immobility. Or D. The likelihood of dizziness secondary to immobility. The correct answer is D, the likelihood of dizziness secondary to immobility. The likelihood of dizziness secondary to immobility occurs during transfers because orthostatic hypotension is a common complication of immobility. Although shortness of breath, urinary incontinence, and contractures secondary to immobility can occur, these things should be evident before the person rises from the bed. It should not be during their first transfer from the bed to the chair.